On Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy Week, gun violence is a sad fact of life in the United States. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Teddy Wilson, assistant professor in the School of Criminal Justice, examines efforts to limit the number of guns on the street.
The U.S. continues to experience a gun violence crisis with roughly 14,000 victims of gun homicide and an additional 100,000 people injured in non-fatal shootings each year. Many are also struggling with issues of police legitimacy and broader trust or faith in the police to keep them safe from the surge in violence in their communities. An important adaptation to these dual crises lay in carrying a gun. Our study was directed at understanding the consequences attending gun carrying. Specifically, we looked at the relationship among illegal gun carrying and gun violence exposure as a witness and as the victim. In this study, we wanted to look at gun carrying as a dynamic or episodic factor instead of trying to neatly separate people into those that do and those that do not carry guns. Instead, we adopt the position that people shift in and out of periods of gun carrying due to a host of reasons stated by research, including the difficulty in acquiring a gun, losing said gun, having that gun stolen, and so forth. We completed this study using data from the Pathways to Desistance study, a study of youth found guilty of a serious crime in Phoenix or Philadelphia in the early 2000s. These individuals were tracked for several years and interviewed every 6 months on their offending and victimization experiences. This let us look deeper into the co-occurrence of gun carrying and gun victimization over time. We found strong evidence that gun carrying is highly episodic for this high-risk sample, and we found further evidence that gun carrying and gun violence exposure co-occur at a very high rate. This strong co-occurrence of these factors would suggest lowering one would lower the other, and gun carrying is more amenable to immediate policy change than gun violence is.
That was Teddy Wilson of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.